This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive blaze that killed dozens of people in a Bangladesh factory and forced workers to leap for their lives from upper floors is causing outrage Friday over the country's troubling industrial safety record. 52 are dead and about 30 other people injured as hundreds of distraught and angry relatives clashed with police on a highway outside the food factory even as the building continued to burn. The inferno is the latest mark against Bangladesh's safety record, which has been marred by a series of disasters in factories and apartment buildings. The country pledged reforms after a 2013 disaster when a nine-story complex collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. Critics say poor safety standards have been exposed again by the new disaster at the factory in an industrial town. The local fire chief says highly flammable chemicals and plastics had been stockpiled inside and enabled the fire to quickly take over the building. The blaze started on Thursday afternoon and was still not controlled 24 hours later. The Vatican said Friday Pope Francis is walking and working and no longer running a fever as he recovers from colon surgery, but he is not well enough to return to the Vatican in time for his Sunday noon blessing there. It's an indication the Pope's recovery could take longer than the 7 days initially anticipated. The prayer will instead be led from the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital treating the pontiff instead of St. Peter's Square. It will be the first time since his election in 2013 that Francis will not read the prayer from the Vatican, except for when he was away on trips. A spokesman also said the Pope, who had part of his colon removed last Sunday, spent a quiet day with, quote, normal clinical progress, was eating regularly and continuing his scheduled treatment. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday that France would start closing its bases in northern Mali before the end of the year, part of a drawdown of troops fighting Islamist extremists in the Sahel. He says shutdowns will be completed by early 2022 following summit talks with the leaders of five West African nations. Macron announced last month that he would start removing much of the 5,000-member force in the Sahel after 8 years of helping local forces stave off threats from Islamist rebels linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. But the French president insisted that France would remain a long-term partner for the G5 countries, including Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, and Niger. Analysts have warned that the jihadist threat in the five Sahel countries could lead to increased terror threats in countries including the Ivory Coast. Judges at the International Criminal Court have ruled a Sudanese suspect can be charged with 31 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity and have ordered the first trial at the tribunal linked to the bloodshed in Sudan's Darfur region. Judges ruled in a Friday decision he would face 31 counts, including persecution, murder, rape, and torture, but did not set a trial date. Prosecutors accuse him of being a senior commander of thousands of pro-government fighters during the height of the Darfur conflict between 2003 and 2004. The conflict erupted in 2003 when mostly non-Arab rebels took up arms against Sudan's government, accusing it of neglect in the arid western region. The senior commander mobilized mostly Arab militias to crush the revolt, unleashing a wave of violence that Washington and some activists claim amounted to genocide. Sudan's former president, Omar al-Bashir, is facing ICC charges of orchestrating genocide and other atrocities in Darfur. He was deposed in 2019 and remains in prison. And coronavirus hit Indonesia received desperately needed supplies of oxygen and protective equipment from neighboring Singapore Friday to support its overwhelmed healthcare system, as restrictions are being tightened in several cities. The Southeast Asian country is facing its most serious outbreak yet, driven by the highly infectious Delta variant, reporting hundreds of deaths and tens of thousands of cases daily. Singapore sent supplies, including oxygen cylinders, ventilators, masks, gloves, and gowns, on two Air Force planes to Jakarta, according to the city-state's foreign ministry. The supplies are sorely needed as hospitals set up makeshift treatment tents in parking lots and doctors and other medical workers increasingly become infected. Nearly 1,000 Indonesian medical workers have died of COVID-19. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.